My name is Markana Abazari, and this episode is on impeachment of Trump. Impeaching Trump is not the right action. See, I don't like Trump. Trump is not a good president. And remember, I'm from Iran and I'm an Iranian-American. So Trump is one of the worst things that could happen to me and to my birthplace, Iran. But still, I cannot allow impeachment of Trump. But why do you think is it that I cannot allow impeachment of Trump? We want the White House in the hands of Democrats, hopefully in the hands of Joe Biden. And getting Joe Biden in White House is one of my priorities right now. If Trump is impeached, he will be replaced. And who will Trump be replaced with? By Mike Pence. Mike Pence is good looking and has good support among Americans. Many Republicans really like Mike Pence, while they might not like Trump. So if you impeach Trump and Mike Pence become USA president, then Joe Biden will have to compete with Mike Pence for presidency of the United States of America. It is when Joe Biden will lose to Mike Pence and Mike Pence will be president of the United States of America. This means we will have another Republican in office for another 4 to 8 years. We cannot allow that. What we ought to do is to pressure Trump. Have Trump questioned and pressured constantly and all the time by Congress, by Senate, by subpoenas, and by other means, constantly questioned and pressured so Trump is not able to compete in the election as good as he can. But he should not be impeached. He only should be pressured. For example, CNN, Fox News, and other news stations, news channels, must talk negatively about Trump constantly and until the election day without impeaching Trump. We have a tradition called impeaching presidents of the United States of America who sanction Iran. Or we only allow them to be one-term USA president. For example, Jimmy Carter sanctioned Iran, and he was a four-year USA president, and then we did not allow him to win for the second term. Or Clinton. Clinton sanctioned Iran, and he was impeached. Obama sanctioned Iran, and we imprisoned him in Camp David for 144 days. Yeah, the poor guy Obama was in Camp David for too long. We also sent Trump to Camp David too often. But we allow him to go to New Jersey to the hotel he has to play golf. It's kind of better than Camp David. It's still a presidential prison. Anyway, we have a tradition of impeaching USA presidents who sanction Iran or allowing them only be one-term USA president. We must do the same to Trump as well. Well, we only allow Trump to be one-term USA president, but we cannot impeach him, because if we impeach him again, Mike Pence will become USA president, and Mike Pence will defeat Joe Biden in general election. We must have reason for impeaching Trump to be withdrawal for JCPOA or nuclear deal, meaning Trump should have been impeached for sanctioning Iran. We always impeach presidents who sanction Iran. But we must have this time talked about it and had the reason to be known to the public and to the politicians that it's sanctioning Iran that Trump is being impeached. But they decided to have another stupid reason for doing so. This time the reason was, you know, Ukraine and, you know, withholding aid to Ukraine, military aid to Ukraine for having dirt, to producing dirt against Joe Biden. They create these like alternative reasons for public to not have the public to be, you know, afraid of sanctioning Iran. But again, there is a tradition that we impeach the people, presidents who sanction Iran. We should have allowed the conversation to be around sanctioning Iran and withdrawal of Trump from JCPOA. He turned his back to multilateralism and created unilateralism. He isolated USA among the international community. Even Europe was getting close to Russia, something the Soviet could not do, but Trump almost achieved it. Trump isolated USA among the nations and made Iran supported by other countries. We must have had the conversation about impeaching Trump on withdrawal of Trump from JCPOA and sanctioning Iran. Trump has surrounded himself by corrupt advisors and aides and people who are advising him against Iran and in support of withdrawal from JCPOA. There are people who have criminal connections. For example, Jared Kushner, who has criminal connections with people who are enemy of Iran and other enemies of Iran who are surrounding Trump. There has been substantial amount of criminal activities concerning Trump withdrawal from JCPOA. We could have well have had the story of impeachment of Trump around his withdrawal from JCPOA, the criminals who surround him, and his criminal connections. But they did not allow it. They did not want the conversation to be about Iran. But in reality, we impeached USA presidents who sanctioned Iran. So lift the sanctions on Iran. Because, you know, Iran is a good country. It's a responsible country. I watched all the JCPOA and the abiding by the nuclear deal and everything they could do, they did. But Trump at the end came and destroyed the deal, destroyed the Iranian economy, and harmed Iranian people and Iranian economy. Now we get to a little advertisement segment. So visit Iran this summer or this winter for a vacation and for tourism. There are very beautiful cities, historic sites, you know, cultural sites you can see in Iran. Make sure you travel to Iran this year and next year and you visit Iran. Remember, we will not allow Trump to be impeached, because if he's impeached, Mike Pence will become USA president. And Mike Pence will defeat Joe Biden or whoever who will become Democratic nominee in the general election. And this is why we will not impeach Trump. But Trump will be a one-term USA president. A podcast by Maulana Abuzari. I must say, American people, politicians, congressmen and congresswomen must talk to Trump and lobby for lifting sanctions from Iran. Iranian people are good people and they don't have enmity against United States of America. Rather, it is America who hates them and has enmity toward them. We all must work toward lifting the sanctions on Iran.